For WKU Public Radio, I'm Barbara Deeb. Remember in November became the rallying cry this year among many Kentucky teachers, highlighting their deep rift with Governor Matt Bevin over pension reform and education proposals. A number of those teachers are stepping up their activism to help elect Bevin's Democratic challenger, Andy Beshear. Lisa Autry introduces us to some of them in this report.
Chris McCoy is on a mission to make Matt Bevin a one-term governor.
17. Yeah, we need 865 Richland, is that what it is?
Yeah, Richland Drive.
McCoy has been knocking on doors since July for Governor Bevin's Democratic challenger, Andy Beshear.
I've been in the education field for 15 years, and I've never seen teachers get this excited over an election.
McCoy teaches at Jackson Academy in Bowling Green. On a Saturday morning earlier this month, he canvassed the Briarwood subdivision.
I've run into a couple of Republican teachers. I've told them plainly, look, sometimes you've got to put party politics aside and vote for the guy who's going to be the best for educators.
McCoy is a member of the Kentucky Teachers Retirement System, and he's worried about having a pension when he retires. He sees Beshear as the best candidate to protect benefits already promised to educators. Bevin has maintained an adversarial relationship with many teachers after proposing sweeping changes to their benefits in an effort to return their pension system to solvency. Some teachers also feel the Republican governor has made disparaging comments about them for protesting at the state capitol during the legislative session, at one point describing them as drowning victims who needed to be knocked out and dragged to shore. Several retired teachers went on a statewide Won't Be Bullied by Bevin tour. Among those on the tour is Dave Strode, a retired educator from Warren County.
We're tired of being intimidated, belittled, when educators are on the front line working with the most valuable resource that we have in our state.
Bevin has stated that he regrets nothing he has said about educators and that his comments have been taken out of context. The Republican incumbent also maintains he's the only governor to fully fund the teachers' retirement system.
The apple doesn't fall far from the tree, and Andy Beshear's dad robbed $8 billion from the teachers' pension plan.
Bevin accuses former Governor Steve Beshear of taking money from the retirement system and spending it elsewhere. Bevin also highlights that he's the first governor to use 100% of lottery proceeds for education.
And I'm also putting more money per pupil into the classrooms and the SEEK formula than ever in the history of the state.
While Bevin has called out his opponent for sending his children to a private school, Beshear has built his campaign around courting public school teachers, embarking on his own Stop the Bullying tour.
I believe that leadership is about leading for every family and understanding that just because someone disagrees with you doesn't make them your enemy. It's time we have a governor that acts like an adult.
If elected, Beshear has promised $2,000 across-the-board pay raises for teachers and pledged to establish a student loan forgiveness program for educators. Bevin has criticized him for not offering specifics on how he would pay for the proposals. In a governor's race that's become personal, teachers are working to excite Democratic voters and, most importantly, get them to the polls. Brenda McGown of Warren County heads the Kentucky Retired Teachers Association.
And we do have retired teachers that are working at the local campaign headquarters. They're making phone calls. They're sending emails. After all, our current governor was elected with 18% of the registered voters in Kentucky. That's no mandate.
But will the teachers' activism be enough to deliver a Democratic governor in a state where 62.5% of voters supported President Donald Trump in the 2016 election? The big test is Tuesday when Kentuckians cast their ballots. For WKU Public Radio, I'm Lisa Autry.